Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Damn. What a night. I'm in Las Vegas still. Partied all night.
Crazy.
ACMs were last night. I got to be on the show, which was cool. I got lots of stories. I mean, I was going hard last night. I did go to, like, an after party.
What?
I did go to an after party.
I'm shocked.
Don't be shocked, because I was partying last night. And then right after the show, I leave and I fly back home. But last night was the ACMs. I got lots of stories. I went to after party. It's a charity after party.
Okay.
Does that make it less cool?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, hater.
No, it makes it awesome, but more, I now see why you went.
Yeah.
You're more philanthropic than you are partier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you about it in a little bit. So, to the show today, we'll talk about the ACMs. We'll talk. We're happy to be here. It's
so
Monday.
Much.
Listen, I'm loopy. This could go one of two ways. Probably not the good way, but we're here. Everybody good?
Good.
Good. Yeah, good.
Let's get the show started right now.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
All right, let me give you this. Evan Hill was teased because he had a really bad smile. His teeth weren't good. His overbite was so bad that he couldn't close his mouth, and his kids called him a lot of names. His family couldn't afford dental work, and they were going to take out a second mortgage on their home. The local news did a story. The people in the neighborhood raised $100,000, and they got his dental work fixed.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so the orthodontist that's been working on him has spent years, like, working on his smile, and his teeth are now to the point where they're so straight that the braces just came off because there's nothing to hold.
Wow.
And so it's the story of a town that came together to help a kid. I mean, that's
love
awesome.
It.
Yeah, I see you Good Samaritans in this town. That's anonymous, apparently, because it's not an honest team. But it's still good. Yeah, it's still good. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. The ACM Awards were awesome last night, winning the big award, Entertainer of the Year, Jason Aldean. In weather news, at least 10 tornadoes were confirmed in the south. Officials are saying make sure your phones are charged in case you get any urgent weather updates on your phone. It could save your life. In sports, the men's national championship is tonight. Gonzaga, North Carolina at 9/8 Central on CBS. On the women's side, congrats to South Carolina. They took home the national championship.
Yeah. You Bobby Bones.
All right, doing the show from the studios in Las Vegas because the ACMs were last night and we're out late last night. Let's go, Amy. Your favorite part of the show last night.
Oh, man, it's so tough. I feel like, first of all, I just want to say that Dirks and Luke did a great job. And then performance-wise, ooh, I really, really loved Reba McEntire. Her song?
Lunchbox.
Definitely when you came out and presented and you looked awesome and you looked right at the camera and you did the clinch.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Woo!
Appreciate my dude over there. Lunchbox, my dude.
Woo!
Appreciate that. What was your second favorite moment, though?
Second favorite moment. Oh, I had to be Lady Antebellum. All the horns.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was cool. I was in the back. We were going over our prompter lines when they were playing that, and everybody was going crazy. So I only got to see it, like, through a little screen, but it was cool.
Oh, it's awesome. And my wife even goes, horns make everything so cool. And they just had the whole marching band from UNLV up there. It was so fun.
They did?
Yes.
I didn't see that part of it. I was literally backstage reading prompter, but that was happening. Wow, that's cool. It'd probably be on the internet, huh?
Yeah, you can check it out. Give it a Google.
Eddie, what's your favorite part last night?
Oh, for me, hands down, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Speak to a Girl. Come on. It was so good.
Yeah, it was really cool. Faith was standing over alone, and Tim was with the band, and they kind of met in the middle. That was a really cool moment,
yeah,
too. Yeah, it was good. Like, it was weird for me because when you sit at an award show, it's like they go to commercial so much, and you're watching things move around. I tell you, I liked when Keith and Carrie sang The Fighter.
That was cool.
That was good.
It was so good. Like, Carrie Underwood owns this place. I don't know, she didn't win any awards last night, but she was just dominated that whole show. Like, every time she walked out, it was like how people act like when Beyonce comes out.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. So it was good. I thought the award was good. I got a bunch of stories. We'll share a bunch of those.
Show.
All right, your good news for Monday. We all have some positivity to share for you.
Tell me something good.
All right, I'm going to go first. California firefighters, they fought this big fire at this house, and they pulled a dog out, and the dog was not doing good, and they were like, oh, we got to try to resuscitate it. 5 minutes went by and no resuscitation. 10 minutes. They stayed on this dog for 20 minutes, and the dog came back to life. They spent 20 minutes doing CPR on this dog.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
And they did the little doggy mask, and that didn't work. So they, like, did the hand over and worked for 20 minutes to save this dog.
Love it.
And so, yeah.
Don't give up.
That's awesome. Don't give up. I love it. I love that it was just, because everybody got out of the house, mm-hmm. and they were doing as much work as they could possibly physically do in the house. They just stuck with the dog. Man, I love dogs. Amy, you're up.
Well, this is pretty cool. A grandpa gave his 16-year-old granddaughter an awesome sentimental gift. Evidently, the first few years of her life, every time they would hang out, he would go and journal and write about what they did that day and everything about their experience together. And then for her 16th birthday, he gave her this notebook.
For her 16th birthday.
Yeah, sorry. For her 16th birthday, he gave her the journal with the stories. And she gets to read through about all the memories she had with her grandpa when she was a little girl.
And she's only going to love that more and more and more as she gets older.
It's the gift that keeps giving because she gets to reread it and relive everything.
Wow.
Love it.
I have one of those of you and I. I haven't given it to you yet.
Oh, you've been documenting every time we hang out.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Just wait for it. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Lunchbox.
Back in 1973, Lorraine was looking for some part-time work, so she went down to McDonald's and said, oh, you know, I'll take a job here. Just thought she was going to do it for a couple weeks, couple months. 44 years later, 94-year-old Lorraine says, I don't plan on retiring.
Wow. 94?
They had a birthday to celebrate her 44th year.
That's cool.
A party, I guess not a birthday, but yeah.
Anniversary party?
That's what you call it.
Wow, 94 and still rocking, man. Hey, it's you,
Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
So, Lunchbox's wife's sister came to town, and she was here for how long?
Like 4 or 5 days, something like that.
And it was a bit on our show because Lunchbox had to entertain her. And it was awkward for him because he thought, one, she was going to fall in love with him.
Because well, I didn't want to send her the wrong signals,
Like, he didn't want to, like, take her to dinner and do weird things,
And, but then, two, they had to spend a lot of time together, and they really haven't spent a lot of time one-on-one.
Correct. Like, in a group setting, fine. But one-on-one, it's like, what do you talk about? Because she's really smart. She's a lawyer. I'm not.
Oh, she's a lawyer.
But you could have been.
Yeah, I could have been.
Yeah.
So, right, that was, we talked about it for days. Mm-hmm. So she goes back home, and she lives in Texas?
Yeah, she lives in Texas.
Guess what happened?
She sends Lunchbox a text saying she can't stop thinking about him.
Oh,
big plot twist.
Wow. Is that what happened?
Wow.
Wow. She says, I think you married the wrong sister.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I don't know. What?
Wow.
What happened?
Wow. Way worse, actually.
Oh, wow.
She goes home and she goes in the back door and she walks in the living room. She goes, man, my TV's gone. Oh, no, my work computer's gone. Someone broke into her house.
She got robbed while she was visiting y'all?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
That's terrible. That's,
so,
yeah.
Here's what either happened. Someone heard us talking about it on the radio.
Oh.
What?
And knew that she was my sister-in-law and like, oh, she's out of town. So they got her TV, got her work computer and some other things. And, yeah.
Wait.
Is
she Houston or Austin?
She's in Austin.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. They're probably listening right now. What would you like to say to them?
Hey, you little punks that broke into my sister-in-law's house. I hope you're happy with your TV that's from 2003. It's very old, and I Googled it, and you can buy it on eBay for $200. So you didn't get much, except for she is a lawyer, and you took her computer. She probably needs that back.
No questions asked?
No questions asked. Well, no, questions asked. Like, what were you doing?
But then you'll never get it back.
Okay, no questions asked.
Yeah, no questions asked.
But where should they drop it off?
They can just drop it off at a police station or at the radio station, yeah.
In Austin, they can put a note on top of it, sorry.
Yeah, sorry for this, and I really apologize. We made a bad decision, and we regret our decision, and here's your computer back. And they can keep the TV.
Okay, wow, okay.
Well, that's cool. We're partners.
Good deal.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
No questions asked. We won't press charges. We just want the computer back. You can keep the TV.
How about that? She goes home.
Wow.
Lunchbox may be the reason she got robbed. Yeah. Do you feel guilty?
I felt a little bad. I was like, man, maybe I should have been... Well, I mean, I'm over it now.
Just for a minute, you felt bad?
Yeah. I mean, I move on. Can't harp on the bad things. You know what I'm saying?
Can't cry with spilled milk, can you?
That's right. Spill. Just clean it up and go.
All right. So the radio station, take it there.
Yeah.
Okay. No questions asked.
That's it. No charges pressed. Just want the computer back.
No charges pressed.
Besides that.
Yeah, no one. That's a good one, though. I like it. I like it, Lynn.
I hope she gets it back. That really stinks. And Amy, that was really funny, but I hope she gets it back.
Yeah, and they left no fingerprints.
They didn't.
Cops came with guns drawn, though.
Really?
Because they had to clear the house.
Why would she call 911?
Like they left fingerprints, and we know who you are, so go ahead and return it.
Oh. I mean, they left fingerprints.
Do your rewind. All
right. There was fingerprints.
Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead. Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Hope County, North Carolina. And the bonehead in this story is school officials, because a five-year-old was out at recess, found a stick, and it kind of looked like a gun, so she played cops and robbers with her friends, suspended her for a day for having a weapon at school.
Because a stick looked like a gun?
Yep. They said there is absolutely no, zero tolerance, and we cannot have incidents like that because of the safety for children. Look at the stick.
It does look like a gun. I'd probably play with it, too, like that.
But they suspended her. She's 5 years old. Yeah. She found it on the playground.
It's a weird thing if they say zero tolerance, but zero tolerance to a five-year-old doesn't mean anything. Those words don't mean anything to a five-year-old. And it's like every case should be case by case.
Mm-hmm.
If they brought a play gun to school, it's different.
But she found a stick. Found it on the playground.
I agree. I'm with you on that.
Bonehead.
Again, zero tolerance is what parents hear and know. A five-year-old doesn't know what either one of those words mean, probably. They know none and nope.
And candy.
If you'd have said, this is the none nope rule, they'd probably know not to do it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a yeah, I agree with you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So when I get back to town, now tomorrow, it's just going to be kind of a rush and a fluster. So I can't get it tomorrow. Wednesday, Lunchbox Bowls.
Yeah.
Remember this from last week?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're new to the show or you didn't hear what happened last week, Lunchbox was in the bowling club in high school and claimed his highest game ever was a
250.
Okay. And then he said he could bowl a 180 in his sleep right now. Without having bowled in a couple years.
No problem.
It's kind of hard to bowl a 180. I don't know much about bowling, but it is kind of hard to bowl a 180.
Yeah, if you're terrible at bowling.
Now, Lunchbox is deathly afraid of snakes. So I said, if you hit the 180, I took some of that Las Vegas money out that I have.
Yeah.
And I put it aside. And I said, if not, you can win this money. $120.
Yeah.
And pays part of the mortgage, buddy.
That's right. Got to keep those lights on.
If he doesn't hit 180, he has to hold a python, a snake in his hand for 60 seconds.
Yes.
Deathly afraid of snakes.
And if he drops the snake,
we wrap around his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah.
If you drop the snake in any way, we wrap it around
your
neck.
You know how scared I am? Like, if it moves, I'm going to...
I know, but that's the bet. That's the bet.
Oh!
That's Wednesday on the show, okay? So we'll do that. We just have to find a bowling alley, but I think we can do that. Are bowling alleys open in the morning?
I got one.
Yeah.
Do we have something?
It's pretty early. We'll find one.
Okay. So here's the thing. Top personal fears, okay? These are people, and they're like, okay, what are you scared of? So we'll go around the room. Top fears, and we'll do it Family Feud style. Okay, everybody good with that?
Yes. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Let's go to Amy first. Amy?
Heights.
Ooh, she says heights. Show me heights. Nice work. Lunchbox, you're in.
Yeah, it's easy. Snakes.
Oh, show me snakes.
Bing.
Number one is snakes.
Yeah.
Now, these are people's top personal fears, right? Lunchbox is a snakes by far.
I hate it.
Eddie.
Get me there with clowns.
No, not there.
Fear of clowns?
Mm-mm. Yeah, that was just a thing.
Clowns
last
is the number 15.
So.
It's not in the top 10. Yeah.
Wow.
Amy?
Arachnophobia. Spiders.
Spiders and insects comes in at number 3. That's good. There you go. Lunchbox?
It's easy. Death. That's in there. Dying. Dying.
No, it's way down there.
No, he sees it. He just doesn't know how to spell it. It's D-E-A-T-H.
Or D-Y-I-N-G.
He says dying, and then he spells death.
Yeah. What's wrong with you, man?
Oh, dang it, I did.
All right, show me.
Death, dying.
Show me death.
What?
No.
Told you.
Amy, I won.
You win. I'll go through all of them, but you're congratulations there. That's Monday morning victory.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get a bowling alley for Lunchbox. He is so afraid of snakes. Here we go. Snakes is number one. Public speaking is number two.
Oh, yeah.
What's that, Lunch?
That's dumb.
You can't say someone else's fear is dumb.
Some people
right.
really
I'm not afraid
about
of
that.
Snakes at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hold a snake all day. I'll go sleep with a snake on my face.
I bet you won't.
No, you won't.
It wouldn't stay.
You'd stick it in your face?
I'm not scared of snakes was my point. Was I
going to lick it?
A little hyperbole. I said I'd go to sleep with a snake on my face.
Oh.
Spiders and insects, 3. Heights at 4.
Yeah.
Really deep lakes or oceans is the number 5 thing I'm scared of. Number 6 is small enclosed places like you get claustrophobia.
Oh, claustrophobia.
It's correct.
I know that one.
Needles are 7. That's me. That's mine.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Germs at 8. Ooh, I'm that one too. 9 is flying and 10 is blood. Wow. Those are the top 10. But just remember, Wednesday's show, Lunchbox is...
My husband is blood.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, if he sees blood, he'll probably pass out.
Your husband's like...
I don't know
like,
if he likes that I'm like, saying that
like
right
Chuck
now.
Norris.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I thought he, like, smells blood and
yeah, like,
follows it.
One time, his friend, like, broke his leg.
Like, he tastes someone's blood and they can find where they are on the earth.
Yeah, exactly.
They're in Zimbabwe. Like,
I know.
What?
I think when he's in work mode, he just kind of, like, can handle it.
Yeah.
But one time, his friend broke his leg and it was... There was a situation, and my husband passed out.
Oh, oh no!
He's gonna hate that you said that on the air.
I mean,
oh, Ray, how do you feel like you feel less about Lamy's husband?
I never knew that about him.
Oh no!
I know.
I thought he'd have patched it back up
like
with his bare hands.
One time, I pricked my finger, and I was like, "Honey."
That's mean.
That's rude. Now you're throwing him straight under the bus.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Last night was at the ACMs, and they announced all the people out for male vocalist, right? And it was Stapleton, and you guys got to help me with who else was in the male vocalist category. Keith Urban, a bunch of them, right?
Yeah.
Thomas Rhett.
Yes.
And I don't really think anyone thought Thomas Rhett was going to win it.
Not because, even Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, no, for sure he didn't, because when we announced Stapleton and Urban and all these other guys, but then Thomas Rhett won it, and he gets up there, and he's obviously emotional, and he walks off, and I'm walking back there, too, and I see him, and like he's... with his wife and everybody's taking pictures and people are crying. Like, it was a very emotional moment. Like, what you saw on stage was really what was happening also behind the stage, because he got choked up while he was on the stage too.
Wow.
And so he was like, I can't believe I won this, because Die a Happy Man also won Song of the Year as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, though, I could see, because that was a 3-week number one. But I don't think anyone expected him. And he said to me, because I don't have it recorded, but he said to me, I almost wanted to go and give the award to Stapleton. He said, but I know Stapleton would not have wanted me to do that. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. So I just grabbed him, and I said, hey, let's record your first interview. So this is, I don't know how long we're talking here, like a minute or so? 30 seconds?
20 seconds.
Okay, here's an in-depth 20-second interview with Thomas Rhett immediately after he won the award. Here it is.
First interview since you won the award. How do you feel?
I feel the weirdest I've ever felt in my whole life.
Did you honestly think you would win?
I didn't think I was going to win either award tonight. That's why both of my speeches were miserable.
Listen, the male vocalist, that's the big one.
That's a big boy category. I did not wear my big boy pants to the show.
You
either,
almost cried.
I did. I think I did cry.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Bobby. Happy birthday, bro.
Stop it. Bye-bye.
So, man. Yeah, it was really cool. What?
That is so awesome. You are the first one to interview the male vocalist of the year. That's why you do what you do. That's why you are Bobby Bones and you rise to the top. Because you
appreciate
get the interviews
that.
When we need
appreciate
them.
That's my dude, Lunchbox, over there.
Man.
My dude, Lunchbox.
Man in the house.
Appreciate that. Lunchbox always got my back.
Mm-hmm. Like, that is, like, most people would just think to say, oh, congratulations. But no, what does Bobby go into? He goes into, what can I get for the show mode? I can get a 20-second interview. Ready? Go. No one else would do that. What up?
Appreciate that, buddy. How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was great, dude. I mean, it made even better. Now we got to talk to T-Red on Monday morning. No other radio show is going to have Thomas Rhett on the show this morning.
That's
none of
true.
Them.
That's true. I'm going to tell you, last night I was sitting in the crowd and they announced, you know, they have the duo of a year award. It was like Dan and Shay and Brothers Osborne and Florida Georgia Line and I don't even know who else was in it, right? Because they're just like everybody's there. And so I think everyone thought Florida Georgia Line would win it. I was hoping Brothers Osborne would win it. But again, I figured they'd probably come in second. Because the surprise when they won the CMA last year was like, wow, they won it again. And I'm sitting in the middle of all of these. Like, I'm sitting in like where all the artists sit. They put me up there because I was presenting. And I jumped up a little too quick and was a little too excited. Because you got to be somewhat diplomatic.
You're supposed to be
neutral.
You
don't know who wrote what song and is connected to what project and is, you know, friends with who. And I jumped and was like, yeah! And then I kind of chilled out a bit. And then everybody else got up. But you felt like the whole room was rooting for them.
It's cool.
Like, yeah, because they're awesome dudes. And they got up there and it was a good moment. It was a good moment.
And did you get an interview with them?
I didn't go back there.
Oh,
I was sat in my seat. I didn't. Okay. But About it. We'll get them soon, though, Lunchbox.
Okay.
If you want them, we'll get them soon.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I've never heard the term three-nager before, and I thought Eddie was sending over a typo, but that's what you call a three-year-old.
I've heard over and over for years about the terrible twos and like, oh, man, when your kid turns two, it's terrible. Like, they're just, you know, tornadoes. They're a wreck. You can't control them. That's not true. You got to look out for three-nagers.
That's a funny word.
Dude,
did you make that up?
No, I didn't make it up. I think parents know it exists. I mean, and I've talked to parents about it, and we've all agreed that this is a thing. Three-year-old kids are like just, they're in this phase where they just don't want to listen to you, and they want to test you on everything that they do. And that, my friend, is called a three-nager.
Is this the first time like your kid's testing you, this one?
He's been doing it for the past month or so, yes.
How does he test you at three? What does he do?
Well, it's like I tell him to stop doing something, you know, like, hey, don't get those cookies out of the pantry or whatever. And he'll just look at me with a smile on his face and just keep going towards the cookies.
No way.
Yeah.
My dog does that when he pees.
Yes, that's what he does.
I'm like, dude, do not pee in the closet. He looks at me. Don't pee in the closet. He looks at me. Then he pees in the closet.
Exactly.
And then he wants to see what I do to him.
Exactly.
What do you do to your kid?
I know. I tell him, like, do you want me to take you upstairs and give you a poppin'? He's like, and then he backs away. And I'm like, cool. Didn't have to do that.
So the poppin' does affect him.
It does. And it gets to the point. I have to say it, though. And it's terrible because I never do it. But I have to tell him that I'm going to do it. And then I hope he's not listening.
You know, it's funny about Eddie's kids because Eddie has a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old. You watch the Nancy Kerrigan documentary?
I was watching it on TV. No, it's the Tonya Harding one.
Okay, same
story.
Tonya Harding had Jeff Gulley, her husband, right?
Yes.
Her boyfriend?
Yes, husband.
Knocked Nancy Kerrigan's leg with a pipe.
Yeah.
And Nancy Kerrigan got hurt and wasn't able to compete.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And so they did a whole documentary like ESPN 30 for 30 on it.
Oh, that's what it was, 30 for 30.
I was watching it.
I want to watch it.
And Junior, my 9-year-old, just kind of sits down on the couch with me and starts watching it. And he starts loving it. He's like, whoa, this really happened, Dad?
Isn't it crazy that happened? Like, we were kids.
Unbelievable.
And she's on Dancing with the Stars now, right? Isn't that why this is a thing?
Is she?
Nancy Kerrigan is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So for those that are young and don't know, they were America's two biggest figure skaters.
Yes.
And Nancy Kerrigan was the best.
Tonya
Harding
was
the second best. They were supposed to be gold and silver.
Correct.
So Tonya Harding had to get Nancy Kerrigan out of the way. So Tonya Harding's husband took a pipe and busted Nancy Kerrigan on the leg.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my leg.
And Tonya Harding, I guess, just kept denying it the whole time or whatever. And so that's what the documentary is about. And just kind of like, did she do it? Did she not?
Wait, did she still deny it?
She still denies it.
Today. Maybe she, but I wonder if she didn't and he just did it.
She says that she had no knowledge of it.
Yeah, right.
But
did they put her on lie detector?
No, not in the doc.
That'd be interesting.
And Junior thinks she totally did it too.
I think there was evidence that she was involved, though.
She eventually took a plea bargain.
Yeah.
And said, yeah, I was involved, whatever, charge me with this, and we'll just be done with it.
What is it that...
If I was innocent about that, I probably would have screamed innocence.
Yeah.
Was it Christy Yamaguchi whenever Nancy Kerrigan was joining Dancing with the Stars, and she tweeted her, like,
break a leg. Yeah, that's why we were talking about it. But, yeah, she was like, hey, good luck at Dancing with the Stars, break a leg.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, wait, what?
What? Delete.
Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Eddie, did you watch your ACMs with your kids last night?
I did. I watched it with Junior. The 3-year-old fell asleep, so it was just me and the 9-year-old.
How late did you guys stay up?
He stayed up till about 9:30. So today's probably going to be a rough morning for him.
What does a 9-year-old like about the ACMs?
Oh my gosh, dude. What I realized about my son, he like knows who all these artists are. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I just kind of tell him their names as we just live life, or if he listens to the radio or what. But he like just looked at the TV. He's like, "Oh, cool, Maren Morris. Oh, I like Dierks Bentley." And I'm like, "How do you know all these people, dude?" He loved it, and the opening monologue he thought was hilarious.
Oh, he laughed at the joke.
Oh my gosh, he was laughing the whole time while Luke and Dierks were doing their thing.
I did too.
The statue of Luke rolled by me backstage, and I thought it was Luke sitting on a box.
The wax figure?
Yes, when it was rolling, I was like, why is Luke sitting on a box and they're pushing him like a king? And as it rolled by, I was like, oh, it looks so much like Luke. I don't know how it looked on TV because, you know,
real.
They did this.
On the TV, a little thinner.
Dang,
wow.
Haters.
For real.
Wow. Wow, okay.
The camera ads.
On humans, not wax.
I know, yes. That's what I'm saying. So when Luke was standing next to his wax figure, I was like, oh, his wax figure is smaller than him.
Oh. Hater in the house.
Not a hater.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's go up and do the skinny with Ed. Amy here.
Sorry.
All right, let's go.
The
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Jason Aldean won Entertainer of the Year last night. And then Miranda Lambert, she won Female Vocalist of the Year as well as Album of the Year. And then I loved Thomas Rhett winning for Die a Happy Man and Male Vocalist of the Year. Pretty awesome.
I think there were 23 performances last night.
Wow.
And you know, they want those shows to be full of performances, not awards, even though it's an awards show, because people don't care to watch awards. They want to watch performances. Well, so, yes?
Well, in the skinny, can I give out an award for things, something I saw?
Go ahead.
Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban, Faith Hill, and Tim McGraw, they were sitting like front row, and I give them the award for like just enjoying themselves the entire night. It was amazing.
There's pressure when the camera guy walks around. Like, yeah, you have to perk up because you see the camera guy coming to you.
Oh, well, they were always on.
I think Miranda was in the front row too, right? Because whenever I handed the award to her, I saw her walk right up. Right,
yeah, she came up pretty closely. She wasn't in their little party crew, but she was close.
Well, and congratulations to Little Big Town, or excuse me, Brothers Osborne. They were a vocal duo. Like, I think everybody expected Florida Georgia Line to win that one, and Brothers won again. They won the CMA and the ACM. So, good for those guys. All right, cool. Is that it?
Yeah, well, and then congratulations. This has nothing to do with ACMs, but Luke Bryan's song Fast hit number one this weekend.
All right.
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Josh Turner in studio with us. Hey, boy.
How are you?
I'm good, man. You good?
I'm good.
I guess it's been since the book, since you've been in a studio.
I guess so.
So it's been a couple years.
It's been a little while.
But it's been like 5 years since your last record, is that right?
Yeah.
Whenever you don't put something out for 5 years, is it itch? Is it like an itch, like I gotta get something out there, or were you just...
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you want to have new music out there. I thought you were actually going to ask, you know, if everybody was thinking that I had disappeared, which is, it's kind of funny because... I did everything but, you know, because I was working the whole 5 years, you know, just, you know, I never really took a break, never took any time off. I was working towards this project and, you know, obviously had the book come along in that time span, and we had another child, and, you know, so, you know, it was a busy time. So.
How many kids you have now?
Four.
Whew. What's the difference in one and four? Like, really?
There's never a dull moment. People have asked me all the time, like, what was the hardest transition? And I said zero to one.
that's the hardest, more than one to four, it's zero to one.
Absolutely, absolutely, because you go from, you know, life being all about you and your spouse to, like, oh, man, we're responsible for this whole other life. And so it changes things for the better.
Josh Turner's here, and the album's Deep South. This album's already out, and it's doing well. And your song, and it's got to be cool, too, because, again, I know you've been working. I've been seeing you out playing the Opry, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, for me, it was never a question, like, where have you been? I've seen you. But do you worry that, okay, I've been gone for so long, and I'm putting a song out again, and it's been so long that people are going to be like, okay, does it still fit? Is it still what it sounds like today?
Oh, absolutely. There was a lot of moments during that five-year stretch where, you know, I sat around scratching my head wondering, you know, if this was ever going to happen. And I've started working with a different producer, Kenny Greenberg, and that in turn led to just a total different approach to Josh Turner music, and you'll hear that on this record. So,
well, and you got a hit now too. I mean, and it's climbing, and it's still building, which is awesome. I have friends that will go and record, and they'll go record early in the morning because they get a deep part of their voice earlier. And I was like, why are you recording at 6 a.m.? And they're like, well, because this is when I'm the deepest. Do you ever record in the morning to get deeper, or do you wait till like 11 p.m. when you drop down a couple notches?
No, I've kind of experimented with that throughout my career, and honestly, I used to think that my voice was in, you know, prime shape, you know, at night, basically when you, like, normally when you play a show, but honestly, it's kind of, you know, around 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's funny, like, I don't feel like I'm in that space, but my voice is, and it sounds the best around that time. So
I hope everybody checks out Deep South. That's the album. Mr. Bobby Bones. You have a scholarship, and I think that's really cool because I've kind of experienced the same thing where I like to give back, and I have a scholarship at my school too, where it's like I try to find somebody that didn't have all the opportunities that I wished I would have had, and you did the same thing. And you, it's the Josh Turner Scholarship Fund, right?
Yeah. And honestly, how it came about was I was sitting around the studio one day talking to my producer, Frank Rogers, and he and I both grew up in South Carolina, but we grew up probably an hour from each other. And we were talking about all the opportunities we either had or didn't have in high school musically. And, man, he got to tell me all these stories about how he was in a chorus and he was in a band and they took trips to New York City and they did this and did that. And, I mean, it was just like I was so far behind. It was like a whole other language to me. And so that was when I realized I needed to kind of help those students that have a passion for it that may not be able to go to college and continue that, you know, and just basically, you know, striving for that career in music or art. So
it's a good dude, right? Hey, it's a good dude. Yeah. That's a good dude. Hey, dude. Thanks. I know it's been a crazy weekend. I appreciate you coming out with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
And singing and it's you got a monster hit here, man. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah, I'm
excited. The album's Deep South, Josh Turner, and we'll see you soon. When it's time for that number one push, come right to that door and we'll do it again. All right, Josh Turner, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's Monday morning, so it's time for Monday Morning Confessions, whatever you want to get off your chest. Let's go to Emerald in Enterprise, Kansas. Hi, Emerald.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to confess?
I am also doing a teacher's confession. I do 6th and 7th grade language arts and math for behavioral issue children. And sometimes when it gets too crazy, I tell my kids that I'm going to go to the bathroom, and then I hide in the teacher's lounge for like 10 or 15 minutes.
He doesn't need a break. He's got to take a break.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
I think that's okay because you bounce back probably stronger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
I think that's a good one, Emerald. Thank you for sharing that with us. Let's go over to Amanda in Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
What kind of, is it a parent confession you have?
It is a total parent confession.
All right. Hit me with it.
My 15-year-old son has been using my laptop, and I went to go use it last night, and I signed in or whatever and got online, and all of his stuff, all of his, like, tabs were still on, and one was Facebook. And I was like, I didn't realize he had Facebook, because I tried searching for him before and didn't really find anything. So I clicked it, and I was able to log. He was still logged into his profile. I saw all of his messages, his entire profile, every single comment, everything. And he has me blocked on Facebook.
That's funny. Did you unblock yourself?
Yeah, do you unblock you? One, that's a good question. And two, do you bring it up with him?
I am not going to bring it up with him. I'm not going to even unblock myself, because why unblock myself when I can see all of his stuff anyways? Which he has no idea that I know any of this.
Do you feel like you should be reading his stuff?
How old is he? 15, right?
He's 15.
He's 15.
Boy, that's so borderline.
Like, I don't know. You should tell him if you're reading it.
It is borderline because there's some things that he really shouldn't be saying in his messages with people. And I don't know, because I don't want him to know that I'm reading his stuff.
Yeah. Well, Eddie's not giving his kid Facebook until
18. So he's out of the house.
Oh.
As long as he's under my roof, my rules.
So.
And your rule is no Facebook.
Right.
So he has to be able to vote to get Facebook.
Yeah, and if I saw my son's Facebook account open, I'd be looking at it every day.
Y'all,
see what he's doing.
Would you read his journal?
Yep.
Debbie in Massachusetts. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. Do you have a confession for us?
I do. My husband found out that we went over on our shared data plan that we have for me and my husband and my three kids. And I blamed it on the kids playing their video games when they're not using Wi-Fi. But it's actually been me, because I've been binge listening to the Bobbycast on my way home from work every day.
That's funny. You know what? But I agree with that one, Debbie. That's a good one. Hey, thank you very much for calling. See, that's the confession stuff.
Keep blaming it on the kids.
Kids are there. They probably think they did it too.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
They all get grounded. Their phones taken away.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm in Vegas doing the show right now, and so why don't we first talk about the gamble?
Yeah!
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
So there's some controversy here, because what happened was the show pulled all their money. We took money, and they all gave it to me, and they said, take all this money, and it ended up being $700. And they said, put it on red. And I walked up to the table, and Mike D was filming from afar. I got to say, his film work, not that good.
He was
terrible.
Like filming from Moscow.
I had no idea what was happening.
It was very terrible.
Awful.
But he had to like find a place where they wouldn't bust him. But still, it's pretty terrible. But
he filmed everything but you and the table.
Yes. So okay. So we take the $700 and I put it on red and it spins.
Yeah, yeah. Explain it all.
And it hits red, and I start jumping around. And so you can see in the video that I won. And Lunchbox and Eddie are jumping around. Woo, woo, woo. So we took $700 and turned it into $1,400.
Rich.
So what? Ray, hit the audio there, because we're rich. Here we go. So we doubled it up, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so the money's there, we're rocking and rolling, we're rich, and I go to the show, and I'm like, do you guys want to take this and let it ride? That means let it sit on red and see if we hit again.
Yeah.
So I called everybody on the show. Amy said, let it ride. I said, let it ride. Eddie Lunchbox and Ray said, nope, we'll take our money, please. Yeah, I was like, exactly. What?
And the thing is about these guys is Eddie, Ray, and Lunchbox, they're like the biggest gamblers on the show. At least they say they are. And what I say is, posers.
No.
They're posers. Yeah, they're posers.
This is why we're such good gamblers. We knew when to fold them. What? Boom, we're done.
No.
You didn't know when to fold them. Would you like to know what happened after I took my money?
No, don't tell me.
Do you want to know or not?
Yes. I want to know.
Yes.
Because I took my, because I put 200 in, it was now 400. I let the 400 ride, okay? Red, 800.
Yep, bam. Y'all?
So then I had 800. Did I let it ride again?
No, don't. You did not.
I let it ride one more time.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
Because I felt like I was playing house money. Now, remember, I started with 200. I was now at 800, and I let it ride. Red, 21. Hit again.
That's
Look
my
at
number.
You.
$200 turned into $1,600 because you guys wouldn't let it play, and then I walked away.
Wait,
look.
I did. I wanted to let it ride. You wanna? I'll go halvesies with you.
No, that's not how it works.
The show
decided as a group, and so I kept going.
Here's my thing. I wanted to let it ride, but the camera work was so bad that I didn't even get to enjoy it. I had no idea what was going
on.
I just had to depend
on
the
camera work.
No, because part of gambling is being able to enjoy it and watch it and feel it.
Yep.
And
now you could have said, "Have Mike."
The ceiling.
You could have said, "Have Mike move the camera," because I was talking to you.
That's an excuse.
And I didn't want to open Pandora's box and have Bobby go down that slippery slope of gambling. So I was looking out for my boy.
No,
I appreciate that, but I kept gambling.
Well, good for you, but just bring me my money.
Yeah, I'll be giving you all your money. When I come back to Mike D, actually has the money, right, Mike D?
Yep.
Mike D is your accountant. I have no money.
All right, Mike D.
All right, Mike D, the worst cameraman in history.
Well, it's up. If you want to see it, go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bone. So did that. You know, I was at the ACMs and I got on stage and got to present, and I presented for Album of the Year, and the nominees were Black from Dierks Bentley, Dig Your Roots from Florida Georgia Line, Hero from Maren Morris, Ripcord from Keith Urban, and The Weight of These Wings from Miranda Lambert. And the reason I know all those is because I stole the card that I presented with, and I still have it in my hand right now, and I'm wondering what I'm supposed to do with it.
That is so cool. You need to keep it for the rest
forever.
Of your life.
Yeah, and you put it in a frame.
Am I supposed to give it back?
No.
Because here's what happened. I was on stage, and I opened the card. Can I be honest with you again?
Yep.
I looked and see who won before I even walked
Wait,
on stage.
You peeked?
Yeah,
is that
I peeked.
Legal?
How can you do that?
I don't
that?
Know. I peeked and I texted Lindsay and told her.
Oh,
and then,
no. That's terrible.
Because they gave me the card, like, they gave me the card 20 minutes early and then walked away. Like, I'm not going to look in there. What do they think I am? They think I'm Amy? I'm
no.
just going to do the right thing? No.
Oh, no.
Of course
I'm
not.
Human. I would peek.
Everybody wants to look.
So I peeked in, I saw it, and I texted Lindsay and I said, hey, Miranda won. And then I walked out and said, Miranda Lambert. And then she came up and then she hugged me and I gave her the award, but no one reached for the card. So I took the card and I put it in the back part of my pants.
Mm-hmm.
And then I never told anybody I had it. And I put it, slid it in my bag and I have it right here. I hid it here. That's it.
So awesome.
Sounds official.
What do I do with it? Do I give it to her? Do I sell it on eBay? What do you want to do?
Keep it.
Ooh, I'll sell it on eBay.
No, keep it for yourself. Frame it. It's cool.
Maybe
she doesn't
if she
want
ever
it.
If she ever comes in, I'll give it to her.
Nah.
You
want to
know? No, you don't think so?
Nah.
Here's a funny story. Aubrey Sellers did the Bobbycast from my house last week. And so her dad produced this Miranda record. And as we're walking off stage, he goes, hey, my stepdaughter was at your house. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, Aubrey Sellers. And it was like a whole world collide thing as we're walking off stage.
Yeah, that's those are kind of scary words you hear, huh?
Yes. Once, my daughter was at your house. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't know what DJ you think I am, but
I got a girlfriend.
That may be some Tygan Daniel type stuff, but that ain't me.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So what we have here is Eddie Jr. watching the ACMs last night. What's clip number one, Eddie?
First clip is him watching the monologue of Dirks and Luke. Gosh, he thought it was so funny.
Really? Okay, he's 9 years old. Here he is watching the monologue. Go ahead.
Lady God, get ready. I gotta tell you where we ended up.
Is that like Ryan?
On stage at Thunder from Down Under.
Dang. Dude, that might be their target.
He's like such an old man just sitting there laughing with his legs crossed.
Luke and Dirks were perfect for the 9-year-old crowd.
Oh, no.
All right, what else you got?
And then when Sam Hunt hit stage, he was like, man, that's my boy.
All right, here is Eddie Jr. I thought the same thing was really cool. It was like the first like artist doing their full song performance. Thought that was a good one to do it to. I don't know how it sounded on TV because I was in the room. How'd it sound?
Good. It sounded great.
How'd the chair thing look? Because they look laid back and relaxed, like Cadillac seats. Because what it felt like in the room.
Yeah. He seemed chill.
Yeah. It looked like it took him 6 weeks when he went down there.
Right.
Yeah.
Dad, Hyde's like, honey.
And he put his 6 weeks.
Yeah, it only took 6 weeks. He put his fiance on camera.
Yeah.
That was
she had her hand strategically on her face with like a wedding ring.
Or was she just covering her face?
I don't know.
It looked pretty strategic.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't see that.
Yeah, no, it was like planned. She's like casually like puts her finger up on her face so you can see her wedding finger. I don't know.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that the Entertainer of the Year segment where all of them came out and played a part of a song at the very beginning was cool.
Really cool.
Awesome.
Like I think Eddie said it was like the dance party, like the Friday morning dance party.
It was verse hook, and it's like nonstop. Yep. It's awesome.
I thought that was cool. I thought Carrie Underwood was so dominant last night in her performances. Like when she comes out, everybody shuts up and gets out the way.
That's my girl.
She didn't win last night, which I was surprised that she didn't win, honestly, female vocalist. And I thought she had an outside shot at Entertainer of the Year. She didn't win that, but there just really isn't anyone that I look at and go, they didn't deserve to win. You know, I mean, and it's an artistic award anyway, so no one ever doesn't or does really deserve to win. It's votes. But still, like Al Dean won Entertainer of the Year. Okay. Every song he puts out's number one.
Yeah.
Like Miranda Lambert won Female Vocalist. You can't argue any of this. Thomas Rhett was stunned that he won Male Vocalist. I mean, if anything, he was the one that was like, I shouldn't win this. And, you know, I went back and saw him backstage right after that. And so, but I mean, Little Big Town won Vocal Group of the Year. Vocal Duo, I think most people thought FGL was going to win that, but Brothers Osborne won it again, which was awesome. Those guys are my favorite, so I was super pumped about that. So it was just a really, I thought it was a good show, but I did give the fist too. Now, here's the thing. I said I was going to give the fist to all of our listeners because I wanted to give them a sign that I appreciated them and to you guys in the room too. And I walked out there, and I gave the fist. I didn't realize they almost cut the fist out of the show.
Gosh, oh, so they tried to censor you hard.
I think it was just timing. It wasn't censoring.
Yes, it was timing.
Well, I don't know, censor.
I got the fist fully made, and I got a half pump in, and they cut to everybody's face that was in there for the award. I was so glad I got that fist in there, because you could see it. Like, it's legitimately there, and it was my shout-out to the listeners. But, man, it was so close. And they cut Darius and I's lines down, like, by far. Because if it was so far behind, I literally had one line, and this is the real true story behind all of it. Darius and I know each other pretty well, so I texted him the day before because he was at the South Carolina basketball game, the men, and I was like, hey, good luck to the Gamecocks, hope they win. And so he texted me back, and then I knew we were presenting together, and it said he was going to get to open the card. And I was like, dude, I never got to open a card before. Can I open the card? And he's like, yes, you can open the card. Do whatever you want. I don't care. So he comes in. We see each other last night, and we're back there talking. I'm like, hey, we got to cut you guys down because everybody's running late. And so Darius doesn't have a line at the beginning, and he wants to shout out South Carolina. And I'm like, dude, let's just shout out South Carolina. I go ahead. So we walk out there, and I'm like, hey, dude, go ahead and say it. And he goes, you want to say go Gamecocks because the women won the national championship right before we went on. And so then we throw, and then it comes back, and he says, and the winner is, and open the card, and it was Miranda Lambert, the end.
That's a cool backstory. I didn't know that's what happened. That's cool.
Which part?
The fact that they cut his line, you told him, go ahead, do it. I didn't know what that meant when you said it, and now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, they cut out us talking about how important the category was. Like, we each had a paragraph, and it was like, you know, this award's because an album is so... And he's like, yeah, nah. But they cut all of it. And so it was just like, I mean, they could have put robots out there.
Yeah.
And we were both... And we were just like, the winner is, here you go.
No, you did a good job. You were better than a robot.
I didn't do crap. I really didn't do a good job.
You did a fist
Whatever,
pump.
You were out there.
That was the only thing about last night that was good, is I did a fist pump for the audience. Other than that, it was like... they could have rolled like that cutout of me that we have out there. Which is really creepy too, by the way. But yeah, so it was good. And, you know, it's fun to present with Darius. That's like my dude. But yeah, it was good. And then Miranda came up and got her award and
hugged you.
Gave me a big old hug. Yeah. And it was cool. It was good. It was a good. The show was good. I didn't get to watch it, though. It sounds like Junior loved it. Eddie Junior. Junior loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah, Dirk, show me your chair, Amy.
Really?
Wait, I can't say anything
like
else
that
about
came
it.
Up? He's like, yeah. So busy hosting and that came up?
He's thinking about you.
No. Here's what happened. Oh. I walked backstage and Dirks was like, hey, dude, because him and Luke's dressing room was right behind the stage. It wasn't even a dressing room. It was like a tent.
Yeah.
And it was right off the stage. It wasn't even back where the dressing rooms were. And so I was walking by and he goes, hey, come here. And so I went in because I had like 5 minutes. And so I was in his dressing room and it was him and his little people. And we were talking for a while. And he was acting like the show wasn't even happening. And he was like, hey, I heard about some dramatic stuff that happened. And I was like, yeah. And so I changed the subject. And he was like, oh, you want to see Amy's chair? And I was like, I don't know, do I? And he showed me where it was in production.
Yeah.
And it's getting there. I've seen it. It's getting there. I'm not going to say anything else.
Do you think it's awesome?
I'm not going to say anything else.
That's so cool. He brought that up to you. The night he's hosting the ACMs, he brought up my chair to you. I love it.
And pulled his phone out and started scrolling through pictures showing it to me.
That's crazy. I love it. What's my life? I don't know. I can't wait to sit on it.
If you're new to the show, we have bad chairs, and so we ask artists to sponsor us, and Amy has Dirks.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it'll be good. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
So, I'm going to play a song. You guys have any other questions?
Nah.
No, I think that's it for now.
It's funny to see how they sit people based on how cool they are at the moment.
Oh, like the cooler you are, the closer you are to the front.
Duh.
Yes.
Mm. Oh,
that's
where
why I like
you?
Tim at row 6.
That's pretty cool. That's
pretty cool.
That's solid.
Wait. I was one row behind Dustin Lynch and one row in front of Josh Turner.
Sounds about right.
Does it?
That's about right.
Wow.
Amy.
Dang.
I don't know.
Hey.
I was sitting in the same row with Low Cash.
Okay.
Love them.
Right.
And the same row as Darius, who's way bigger.
Yeah.
And
then, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Amy with the jab there.
For jab on who?
Bobby.
No. She was complimenting Bobby.
That's not a jab to Bobby. I wasn't jabbing anybody.
Oh, okay, those guys got you.
What'd you guys think? Did you think the vest was too much or?
No.
No.
Dude, it was top. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. you nailed it.
I wore a vest last night and I was debating, like, should I wear a vest? Because I look like a banker.
Like Monopoly guy or something?
Yeah, or what can I get you for your order tonight? You know, we know the specials? That's what I used to wear whenever I would wait tables. I wore, maybe that's why I felt like that, because
yeah,
I wore a vest.
It's
and
probably
a
feeling. You didn't look like that. Jabons on this is a Bobby
Bones show. Hey. We try to just maintain this positivity through our show, so it's hard whenever I have to come in and actually say that something isn't going right on the show.
Oh.
I think we may be losing someone soon, which we haven't talked about a lot, but Lunchbox has an announcement he'd like to make.
What?
Been with the show for a long time.
What?
And he'd like to say a little something now. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
I have an announcement?
Yeah, who's not doing well.
Is this how you're doing it, Bobby?
Yeah, it's
Making it seem like it's his idea.
Yeah, Amy.
No.
That's funny. Genius, Bones. Go ahead, Bones.
You're going to make me cry on air. I did not want this to go on air.
What?
But the...
It's been a long time.
The 05 Altima.
Oh.
Oh, no. His car, he's ever 12... No, yes. 13 years. Never.
We've been together for 190,000 miles. And the other day, the check engine light came on as I was driving, and the car started shaking. And so she is sitting in front of the house right now, just awaiting her next step. I don't know if she's going to the graveyard. I don't know where she's going.
Awaiting her next step.
And I'm really sad because we've been together. We moved across the country together. We've driven all over America together. We've bought so many lottery tickets together. We've seen so many gas stations, so many gas pumps. I mean, different types of fuel. And she may be done.
The 05 Altima. I remember when Lunch bought this car.
Man, it was so awesome.
He drove up like a proud daddy.
I mean, I peeled out in so many parking lots in her. Yeah. And
you got to get, I mean, before she goes away, we got to get one more peel out on the air. Because we've peeled out. Lunch used to just drive around and peel out on the air because he thought it was cool.
It is cool. People like it when you peel out. They're impressed. Heads turn. When you peel out, people look.
And you've turned a lot of heads over the years.
I have, the 05 Altima, but we're going to get her looked at, and hopefully, maybe she just needs a little pat, you know what I mean? Like a little touch-up, but if it's something major...
Got to put her down?
I got to put her down.
Oh. Wow. 190,000 miles, though.
Yeah. I can see 200. I want to get to 200 so bad.
05, so how many more payments do you have left?
No, I'm done.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I paid...
You finance things in weird ways. I figured I had like 20 payments left.
Why, just because I paid $100 a month in my student loans, and finally they just waived the last, like...
They waived them! He was paying a minimum, and, like, most of his payment was interest, and they were like, this guy's never paying us. We quit.
Yeah, they just waived the last, like, $2,500. That's fine. I didn't have to pay it. Smart move by me.
What if you paid way more than that, though, in interest, though, before...
I don't know how that works, but yeah. I got $2,500 off. That's what I think.
Well, I'm sorry about your car. I hope it works out.
Thank you. Can we have a moment of silence?
No, because that's not good for ratings.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
but thank you, though, okay?
You're welcome.
And good luck. Everybody cool?
Yeah.
Anybody want to take one last ride in her?
Probably.
No, I'm good.
We should go pile in.
That's a gross car.
It smells so bad.
It's like a dump.
You can't talk bad about her moment.
Your headphones are off. It's a dump, guys. Don't get in it. The Bobby Bones Show. So my birthday was yesterday, and there wasn't a lot of birthday stuff, but I will say my girlfriend kind of hit it out of the park considering that we were both super busy and running around, and we really didn't see each other that much, but I left and I was gone for like 6 hours and she was gone, but she came back all the way back to the hotel in Vegas and like had the room made up like a surprise party with balloons and stuff. And so I went back to the room and was like, whoa, because I didn't know she was coming back. And then she got me a red microphone. So when the Idiots play or when I do stand-up comedy, I have my own red microphone.
Dang.
Which I thought was like the coolest gift ever. I put it on Instagram.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, really cool. So I got some good gifts. Amy, when do my Yeezys come in? Because people are saying I may never get them.
What? Who's saying that?
Everyone, because like Amy said, they're like, does she have them? And I said, no, not yet.
No, I don't have them. But who's telling you that? Like strangers or like people we know?
Well, people we know that also listen to the show. Because Amy got me some. Well, she said she's getting me some Yeezys for my birthday.
Yeah, I've been working on it. And I mean, he's a rep for Adidas, and he said that a drop is happening in April. I was just hoping the drop would happen before your birthday.
And so you have to grab him on the drop. Why doesn't he grab him more often on the drop and sell him on the online?
Because that's
able to grab
I don't think
that
that's part of his drop. And I don't think it's that easy. You've been in his mind since Christmas. Like at Christmas dinner, I'm like, whoa, pump the brakes. You can get Yeezys. And he's like, yeah, I just need a heads up. So I've been texting him for like 3 or 4 months now.
Well, I just talked to someone. I'm going to get you a helicopter.
Okay.
You just don't know when it drops?
Listen.
Yeah, whenever they have the next helicopter drop, you're going to get one.
It's not my fault that it didn't come in time for your birthday. I could have held off, but I was so excited about them.
I know. You're going to love this helicopter. And your husband's going to love it. It's got an airplane that comes with it. Imagine.
My husband hates helicopters.
I know. That's why it's got an airplane matching. It's a matching airplane helicopter.
Wow.
It says Pimp a Joy. It says Pimp a Joy in the back fin.
Wow. How'd you get that?
Don't worry about it. I got a friend. We're at Christmas dinner. I've been thinking about you for a long time.
It's been in their
so
head.
So we'll see when they come in. Hey, here. So here's
if
this.
We did a. I don't know. I already thought about if this dude doesn't come through, I'm just gonna have to like hit up eBay and like give all my savings.
You have it until the end of April, or it doesn't count.
Oh, deadline!
Wow. Okay. I
you
guess.
Can't give somebody a birthday present. Go here, you go, and then it not coming in the next month.
Yeah, I know. Well, he told me it'd be in April, but I get it. It is a hard thing. And trust me, I'll just sell all my stuff and I already found some on eBay. Not eBay, but somewhere else. They're like online for like way too much. But you know what? You're worth it.
So we did this Bobbycast and we did it before the show on Friday. And I usually do the show from my house, but we were all up working early on Friday because I had to leave. And I hope you go listen to it. Just go to iTunes and search Bobbycast and you can subscribe to the Bobbycast. And in this Bobbycast, we talk for like 40 minutes, and there are no commercials, and the topic of money comes up, and who makes the most money on the show, and who makes the second most money on the show, and who makes the third most money, and it all happens. If you want to hear that, it's up there. Eddie said he had to listen to it twice because he found it so entertaining.
Oh, I loved it. I listened to it on Friday after the show, and then my wife wanted to listen to it on Saturday, so we listened to it twice.
Oh, man, I haven't gone back yet because I feel like it'd be awkward.
It hurts.
No, it's
I love it. It's so entertaining.
It's really entertaining.
I feel like I would just cringe most of it.
Yeah, because you were mean.
Okay.
What do you guys
think?
Listen
to it, Amy. Listen to it, Amy. You come off a little.
You come off a little
rough.
Aggressive.
Wow. Okay. Well,
take a listen. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, just go to iTunes and search Bobbycast and subscribe.
Probably wasn't quick. The best time to record a podcast for me, but okay.
Around the room, how was your weekend? We'll go to Lunchbox first. Go, my boy, Lunchbox.
Oh, my weekend was great, dude. It was like the killer bees. I had basketball, some beers, and bagworms.
What?
What's the third one?
Bagworms are they're these worms that take over your little. I have these trees in my backyard, and it was killing them because they grow on the trees and they kill your tree. So I've been picking them off one by one by one with my hands all weekend.
Dang. Mm. All right. Amy, your weekend?
I had a great weekend. I had like some girl time with some girlfriends that I haven't seen in a while and did stuff like, we did like yoga and workouts and nails and toes. And it was just a good, relaxing girl weekend. And then my husband came home last night, which was awesome because he took a little like few day trip and girl time's over.
Eddie?
Oh, mine was fantastic. I won $100 in Vegas. I didn't go to Vegas. My friend Bobby, he placed the bet for me. And that was cool. And then, I took the kids out to get some tacos on Friday night. And then we watched some basketball on Saturday. Lunchbox came over. And we went fishing on Sunday. It was a good weekend.
Lunchbox did?
Lunchbox, Joel, he met us up at the park because we went in his neighborhood. He didn't
fish, though. Do you need Lunchbox? Oh, he didn't fish?
No, yeah, right. He didn't even know how to like grab a pole, I don't think. I don't think he knows how to cast.
Oh,
dang.
Are you
kidding
me?
Let's do one at a time because on Wednesday is when Lunchbox has got a bowl.
I know. You do bowl on Wednesday.
He's got a bowl of 180 or he has to put the snake around his neck.
No, not around my neck. It's hold the snake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll hold it, but you'll end up like dropping it. You have to wear it around your neck.
Right.
And then if that doesn't work, you got to put it in your underwear.
Oh, no.
What?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll have to handcuff him down and put the snake in his underwear. I'm glad you guys had good weekends. Here's a question for you. When people post on your Facebook page, happy birthday, first of all, those aren't your real friends.
Okay.
Those are people that just see it's your birthday on Facebook and go and write a message to
you. Okay, all right.
Those are like your level one friends. Like, you know them, but like you're not going to talk to them. So do you go and say thank you to every one of them, or do you like all of them, or do you just let them live?
I just let them live. I don't say a thing. I just let them live there. I don't thank anybody because if you take the time to write me happy birthday, I got like 1,000 friends on Facebook and I'm not going to go back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, I don't have time for that.
I did like and thank a lot of listeners who tweeted me happy birthday because they didn't have a notification pop out up on their page saying it's my birthday. On Facebook, there's a notification. It's like, hey, it's Bobby's birthday. You should say happy birthday. So I don't feel like it counts. I used to do a fake birthday and my birthday was like April 6, 1938.
That was funny.
And people would go like, happy birthday on April 6th. I'd be like, yeah, my friend. And I would delete them from my page.
Awesome.
And they'd be removed from my Facebook life. Amy, you're a lot nicer than us. Your thoughts on this?
I like them or let them live if I miss some of them. But, yeah, I don't reply necessarily.
I guess I come back and get Lunchbox and Eddie's present tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, actually, mine's in back order. Mine doesn't really drop until later.
Oh,
this
it's like Amy's shoes.
Thank you.
I would say by the end of the week, you'll have your gift.
Okay.
Morgan's is on back order, too, she said.
Oh, man,
oh,
that's crazy.
Looks like I'm not the only convenient one around here.
Mine came in. I've got it.
It did come in?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I have it.
All right, tomorrow I can't wait to get more presents.
You didn't get my juices I sent you in Vegas?
You didn't do that, dude. Somebody sent me juices and I put it online, and I don't know who sent them.
You still don't?
I just got told by somebody in the room. That who sent them?
I told Rena? You.
You're welcome, man.
Who?
That was me and Lunchbox.
Oh, okay. It wasn't you guys.
Who was it?
You sure?
You don't have proof?
Yes, I do, because I know who. They just told me who did.
Who did?
Oh, okay.
People that book Raging Idiot shows.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, yeah. I worked with them. So
yeah, I
know you didn't.
I sent them your information, what you would like.
You didn't do crap. All right. okay.
Show.
So I hope you download iHeartRadio, and congratulations to our 100 millionth user, Jonathan Roby. And so we hooked him up big time. And Luke Bryan and I got on the computer, we called him on FaceTime, and he was at work.
I want to introduce you to somebody real quick. This is my buddy.
Well, I'm so glad you like me.
Oh, hey, man.
You could have said no and probably lost your tickets. We would have made you the 999 million. Yeah, we'd have to pick a new 100 million at whatever.
So you're going to go meet Luke like in real life person. And so you're going to do a show. Not only that, we're going to send you and three of your friends to Austin for our iHeart Country Festival as well. And like hotel and tickets and all of that.
And this guy's freaking out like I would be too. And so Luke, the whole video will be up too. But we're sending him and a friend to see and meet Luke. And then we're sending them to iHeart Country, him and three friends. And we're sending them to iHeart Radio Music Festival in Vegas in September, him and three friends. And it's just thank you for listening on iHeartRadio, and thanks for listening to iHeartCountry, that channel, and listen to Bobby Bones' channel. There's just so many channels, the Bobby Cast, and just we appreciate that. And, I mean, he lucked out because he's 100 million, but it was really cool, and it's cool, Luke, to help out with that, too.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you for hanging. If you go back and listen to the whole show today, you can hear some behind-the-scenes stuff from the ACMs last night. Actually doing the show from Las Vegas right now. I'm flying home. We'll be back in our studio tomorrow. I can't wait to see all your faces. And maybe tomorrow, the shoes that Amy bought me will be there, right? And anytime the drop happens, right, Amy?
I don't know how the drop's going to go down. I mean, I've never had Yeezys drop before. They may just rain from the sky.
So we're just going to wait and see. Amy bought me some shoes, except she really doesn't have them. I didn't know that. She doesn't have them.
I told you that right away. You did.
I thought he had them, your supplier, but he doesn't even have them yet.
Okay. Nope.
Right?
Sounds shady.
Yeah, no, I thought like that that's what I told you.
Are these big ones from China?
What? No, they're real.
Are these Yeezys?
No, these are real. I really hope, either way, just, you're getting Yeezys, okay?
Okay. All right, so you can listen to that. You can listen to, we talked to Thomas Rhett right after he won his big award last night. A lot of award show talk. Lunchbox's car is dying. We talk about that. Bobby Bones Show on demand. Or you can also listen to all of us. We did a BobbyCast where we just talked about whatever we do before the show. If you go to iTunes and search BobbyCast, one word, you can subscribe there and listen to that. We'll see you guys on Tuesday show. Appreciate you listening and check with you tomorrow. The Bobby Bones Show.